The land has a deep meaning for residents of Wisconsin's Driftless region. That's what led Kylie and Eric Cates to spend a sunny afternoon away from their Iowa County farm to make their voices heard in Madison. The Cates are part of a group of Wisconsin residents voicing their concern over a proposed high-voltage power line that would connect Madison with Dubuque, Iowa. The proposal is currently before the state's Public Service Commission, which will ultimately decide whether the Cardinal Hickory Creek Project is a necessary upgrade to Wisconsin's energy infrastructure. American Transmission Company, one of the groups applying to build the line, says the project is crucial to alleviate the strain on the region's energy grid. Ahead of their decision, the Public Service Commission asked the public to weigh in on the need for the new line, holding hearings in Lancaster, Madison, and Dodgeville. For the Cates, this is crucial to their area. The proposed towers would be upwards of 175 feet and need 75-foot clearances on both sides. ATC says the lines would mostly be built on existing rights-of-way, where power lines already are. Roughly 5% of the line would need to be placed on new ground. For areas where the new power lines are needed, residents would have to give up part of their land. Those opposing the project are asking ATC and the Public Service Commission to explore alternatives, such as renewable energy production or a battery-driven system. ATC says local solutions would be costly. The financial burden of the interstate line would be shared across a wide region, while a battery system would be supported by just Wisconsin ratepayers. The Public Service Commission is expected to make a decision this fall whether the project gets the green light. Similar regulators with Iowa and the federal government must also sign off before the project breaks ground in 2021. If approved, it is expected to be operational in 2023. Reporting from Madison, this is Will Keneally.